sucked the soft flesh between my teeth. No one has ever done something this nice for me before.
I want to do nice things for you all the time, Kaylee, so get used to this and stop thanking me.
I pull her in for a hug.
Mr. Miles, William says, interrupting our moment. We best get going.
He nods his head toward a crowd of people who are all holding up their cell phones, snapping pictures of my moment with Kaylee.
Fuck, I hiss under my breath. Ready, baby?
Kaylee nods, sliding her hand into mine as Michael and William get us back to the car safely.
15. Kaylee. Paxton held open the door to the massive suite.
Ladies first,
he said, shooting me one of those earth-shattering grins, all white teeth and southern charm, as he bowed down and gestured for me to go ahead of him. A giggle slipped free. After the day we'd shared, I couldn't help it, the outright giddiness that swept through me.
Why, thank you, kind sir.
My words oozed playfulness as I dipped down into an exaggerated curtsy. Fingertips fluttered out to graze down the side of my neck, his words lifting chills where he whispered them at my ear, something about them both possessive and sincere.
I'd do anything for my lady.
My heart rate spiked as my mind struggled to catch up with what was happening between us. Today had been one of the best days of my life, seeing all the history of London. Things I'd never gotten to experience before, and probably never would have had Paxton not invited me along. Under any circumstances, it would have been wonderful, a once-in-a-lifetime chance. But it was Paxton who'd made it magical. This morning, while riding the London Eye, I'd seen some of the most notable landmarks in all the world. But I knew, when I thought back to tonight, to this trip, it would be Paxton's face that I remembered. The realization of that sent a tumble of apprehension through me, knowing this was going to hurt when it all came to an end. Because I liked Paxton Miles more than I should probably admit, in a way that had become so much more than one night. Trying not to think about the future, I forced myself to smile at him from over my shoulder. I'm going to go freshen up. Hands stuffed into his pockets, he rocked back on his heels and cast me the sweetest smile.
Don't be long. I'll miss you.
Sure you will. It was the barest tease, and I knew I needed to get out of there with the way the man was looking at me, with the way he just kept getting deeper and deeper under my skin. I headed into the bedroom and into the ensuite restroom, towed off my shoes and let my hair down. I tucked my shirt over my head, then gasped a little breath when I looked up into the mirror to find Pax standing right behind me. Pax. Really? I shouldn't have been all that surprised, but I guess what had caught me off guard was the look in his eye right then. I thought maybe it was different than anything that had ever been there before. Intense and determined. He edged forward and my heart hammered. His gaze never wavered from mine as he looked at me through the mirror as he reached up and unwound the shirt I had clutched in my hand.
Let me help you with that.
He murmured, his breath skating the bare flesh at the crook of my neck. Chills rushed down my spine. He inched even closer, his chest grazing my back as he let his palms slide down the outside of my arms as he leaned in and whispered at my ear.
I just saw what flashed through your eyes, you know.
His words sounded like a quiet demand.
I saw exactly what you were thinking.
And what was that? I barely managed around the thick knot that rose in my throat, a knot lifted by the sudden intensity that had gathered in the tiny space. So fierce, I was sure the man's presence had become an entity of its own. His hands skated back up my arms, running over the caps of my shoulders before he was winding my hair in one hand, angling my head to the side as he pressed his mouth to my pulse that was thrumming wildly in my throat.
You were thinking about the end. Kaylee Rose, you were thinking about the night when I don't get to make love to you before we fall asleep, and the morning I don't wake up with you in my arms.
I'd be a fool if I didn't think that day wasn't coming. Then why did the thought of that rip me apart inside? God, I'd let myself get so damned deep coming here with him, getting swept up by the whirlwind that was Paxton Miles. Being with him made me feel as if I was the only woman in the world, as if when he looked at me, I had become his focal point. I shrugged a shoulder, though it took about all the energy I had to do it. We don't even know each other, Pax. Today was wonderful. Amazing. I want to do it over and over and over. Never let it go. Never let you go. Unforgettable. But you and I were from very different worlds. He gave my hair a little tug. Who says those worlds can't become one, Kaylee Rose? Who says? An incredulous chuckle escaped my lips. I'm pretty sure about every person in the whole damned world. And I say fuck the whole world, because I want you to be a part of mine. I blinked at him through the mirror. We barely know each other. He released my hair and set both his hands on my waist. He pressed himself against my bottom. And that doesn't change the way we feel, does it? These last few days... He paused, his tongue darting out to wet his lips as if he were gathering himself, trying to find the right words. The last few days have been the best of my life, Kaylee. The best. I invited you to come with me because I couldn't stop thinking about you. Because for the first time in years, I was actually excited about something, about someone. And I don't want that to end. What are you saying? I asked him, the words breathless. He cocked one of those grins, the kind that captivated the world on the screen, and tonight, it was fully directed at me. I'm saying I want us to figure this out, Kaylee Rose, that when I step out, the whole goddamned world knows that I'm taken, that I belong to you and you belong to me, that you're mine. No speculation or questions, we just are. Flooded with emotion, a tear slipped free. You want me? He groaned and pressed himself closer to my back, and he buried his mouth in my hair as he muttered the words at the top of my head. God, yes, Kaylee. I want you. That's obvious enough, isn't it? I want all of you. What do you say? Do you want all of me, too? He was back to flashing me that grin through the mirror, so confident and sweet. As if you don't already know the answer to that, I said, swatting at the tear staining my cheek. You're willing to try this out with me, he prodded. I spun around to face him. God, Pax, of course I am. How could I not? You are so different than I ever could have imagined. I've never felt like this. He hugged me against him and pressed a kiss to my temple. Good. Now that that's settled... Get your fine ass in that bed. Leaning back, I grinned up at him. Always ordering me into your bed, huh? A chuckle rippled from his strong chest. I think you'd best get used to it, Kay. You're going to be spending a lot of time in it. Is that a threat or a promise? I let the tease wind into the words, my happiness too big to contain. Because Paxton Miles had just become mine. He stepped back and jerked his shirt over his head, one side of his mouth quirking up in a delicious grin, mischief playing in his eyes. Both.
16. Paxton. Red or black? Kaylee dangles a hanger holding two very different dresses from each of her forefingers. Except I'm not looking at the dresses. I'm looking at Kaylee standing stark naked, her perfect body on full display. Her breasts heavy and nipples taut, the curve of her hip teasing me as she waits for my answer. Snapping out of it, I answer, "When in doubt, always wear red," I respond, stepping into the shower. She gives each dress another look and hangs the black one back on the garment rack. As I shampoo my hair, I watch her through the glass-encased shower. She twists her hair up on top of her head and collects an armful of bottles before opening the shower door. "Hope you don't mind company," she says, her eyes dropping to my growing erection.
All she has to do is be within a foot of me and I can't control myself. Her voice cracks as she watches me lather body wash on my chest. The hair and makeup people will be here in 20 minutes and I need to rinse off. I lick my lips as goosebumps pepper her skin and her nipples form into hardened peaks. I only need 10 minutes to do what I plan to do with you. I growl at her. I reach for her arm, pulling her to me. My dick is growing harder when I see how affected she is by me. Water runs in a stream over her shoulders, through the valley of her breasts, and down the apex of her thighs to the spot I want to devour over and over again. I move her behind me, turning to press her back against the marble wall, and she gasps when her back makes contact with the cool stone. Her eyes are heavy, and she watches me position her exactly how I need her, sliding a knee between her legs. She widens her stance just slightly to make room for my leg. I drag my tongue across her collarbone, nibbling at the soft flesh as my fingers pinch a hardened nipple, causing her to elicit a deep moan. "Put your hands on my shoulders," I mumble against her neck. Her trembling hands land on my shoulders as my palms trace the curves of her body, resting on her perfectly round ass. Her eyes find mine just as I lift her and she gasps loudly. Our chests are pressed together, allowing me to feel the rapid beat of her heart. Her knees are spread wide, allowing me access to the very part of her I need right now. My dick presses against her warm center, and I look to her for permission. Her head falls back as I press against her, still waiting for her to allow me into her. "Kaylee," I growl against her neck as she rocks her center gently across my thigh. Her arms tighten around my neck as she lifts herself away from me. Disappointment floods through me, but then she suddenly lowers herself right on top of me, and now it's me that's groaning. "Jesus Christ, Kay," I hiss as I fill her completely. She's seated on me all the way to the root, her tight walls expanding to take me in. "I'm not gonna last long. You feel so fucking good." I begin to thrust, fast and needy. I'm overwhelmed by Kaylee and how fucking amazing she feels. "You said you only needed 10 minutes, she teases me. I won't last 10 goddamn minutes if she continues like this. She rocks her hips harder against me, fucking me as I hold her pressed against the shower wall. Her hands find my face, and she tilts my head up so she can kiss me. Our tongues dance with each other as she rocks her hips back and forth, fucking me. She twists her fingers in the hair at the nape of my neck as her orgasm builds. I can feel her fighting against it, but little does she know I'm ready to come along with her. "Pax," she pants my name over and over again as I take over and slam into her. "I'm so close." Her eyes close and her head falls back against the marble as I continue to fill her, harder and deeper than I've ever been before. Everything about her in this moment is beautiful. Her vulnerabilities, her trust, everything. "Just feel it, Kaylee," I say as I thrust into her one last time, filling her to the hilt. She wraps her arms around my neck tighter as her entire body comes undone. Her thighs shake around me, and her entire body writhes between me and the wall, and I finally lose it along with her, filling her with my release. I slide out of her gently, setting her to her feet. She steadies her wobbly legs and finally looks up at me with wide, innocent eyes. "What are you doing to me?" I whisper. She chews on her lip, and her lips twist into a perfect smile. "The same thing you're doing to me." And that is when I fall head over heels for Kaylee Rose Burton. "Don't be nervous," I whisper in Kaylee's ear as her death grip on my hand tightens even more as our limo approaches the theater. She has barely said 2 words since we left the hotel, but I can't keep my eyes off her. Her hair is styled up with a few locks of soft curls bouncing around her shoulders. She looks stunning in the fitted red dress that displays every fucking perfect curve of her body. "Don't be nervous," she mocks me. "I want to hurl right this second, and we're not even out of the car yet." As we roll to a stop, the back door of the limousine opens quickly. I glance to my left and give her hand a little squeeze. "This is easy. Just smile. Don't answer any questions. Remember everything Kenneth told you. She inhales sharply and offers me a tight smile. She's so out of her element, but goddammit, this is exactly where she's supposed to be. With me. I offer her an encouraging smile in return. Ready? Wit is her trademark, and I'd expect nothing less from her in this moment. As I'll ever be. Then let's do this. I slide out of the back seat carefully, never dropping her hand. The moment my feet hit the ground, the yelling, screaming, and flashes of light begin. I raise my right hand to offer the press a short wave as I help Kaylee exit the car as gracefully as possible in a floor-length fitted gown. She pulls herself tightly to my side as she puts a giant smile on her face. She's made for this. Her red lips are pulled to perfection as her eyes twinkle and the light bulb flashes. Kaylee! The yells begin for her now. Security ushers us slowly down the red carpet to the step and repeat backdrop where we'll stand for pictures. Keep smiling, Kaylee. This is where I want you to focus on one thing and don't take your eyes off it. The lights will blind you if you try to look at the cameras. We step up to the wall, standing in front of a giant image of my face from the movie poster. Kenneth stands off to the side, waiting to take us to the press line. He arrived in a separate car just ahead of us, a clipboard pressed tightly to his chest. He smiles proudly as Kaylee does exactly as she's been told. Kenneth works the press line like a pro, getting me in and out in less than 10 minutes.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
I growl in Kaylee's ear as we're ushered to our seats in the theater. With a small laugh, her lips pull upward.
Maybe for you. For me, it was pure torture.
Get used to it. This is the first of many, I respond,
reassuring Kaylee that this is exactly where I want her. By my side. Tonight. Tomorrow. Forever? I shake the thought from my head and turn my attention to the screen just as the lights begin to fall. The applause is startling. Humbling, actually. Cheers, whistles, and hoots fill the theater as the credits roll. My heart pounds, and my cheeks flush at the standing ovation. Kaylee leans in and presses a sweet, long kiss to my lips.
Simply amazing, she says, her soft lips brushing mine as she speaks.
You think so? I ask, and she nods her head swiftly.
Except for that part where you were naked in bed with that.
My laugh cuts her off. I like it when you're jealous. It's cute.
Not jealous, just...
She pauses, thinking about how she's going to position this. I answer for her. Jealous, and I love it. I've been throwing that love word around a lot today, and it's totally unlike me. She rolls her eyes and smirks. Kenneth weaves through the crowd, his head bobbing up and down through the mass of people. When he finally reaches us, he wraps his hand around Kaylee's arm, tugging her gently toward him. I'm going to take you with me to the green room. Everyone wants to congratulate Pax, and it's safer there. I know exactly what he means by safer. Safer from the press. Safer from Kendall, who's lurking nearby. And safer from the overwhelming atmosphere that movie premieres entail. Kenneth senses Kaylee's unease, and honestly, the faster I can bullshit with these people, the sooner we can be out of here. The people can be stifling. I appreciate Kenneth looking out for Kaylee, and I shoot him an appreciative glance. I pull Kaylee to me, wrapping my arms around her waist. Her entire body hums at my touch. I can't wait to be buried inside her again in a couple of hours. I grow hard thinking about the way her entire body quivers when she comes, or how her back arches when I slide into her. I drop my forehead to hers, and she closes her eyes. Go with Kenneth. I won't be long. She sighs and kisses the side of my mouth. And in no more than 2 hours, I want those lips wrapped around my cock again.
Pax,
she hisses and slaps my chest jokingly. I'm serious. I want all of you, Kaylee. Her lips, her body, her heart. What the fuck has happened to me?
Then all of me you'll have.
She pulls back, her eyes finding mine. She could tell a million stories with those eyes. I see her fear, but also her sincerity. She's like no one else I've ever met. Kenneth reaches for her arm, pulling us out of our moment. I'll take good care of her. Now, go mingle.
He pats her arm and waves me off. I watch him guide her toward the side exit of the theater, and I'm anxious to get this over with so I can get back to my girl.
17. Kaylee.
I hope you'll be comfortable in here. Paxton shouldn't be too awfully long.
Kenneth hovered at the green room door as if he were torn between staying there to watch over me and stepping back out with Paxton where he really belonged. I threaded my fingers together. I'll be fine. Thank you. He gestured with his chin toward the elaborate wooden buffet that was set up against the far wall.
Help yourself to whatever you need, and if you need anything else, call.
Warmth spread through my chest, and I nodded back as a small smile touched the corner of my mouth. Thank you for watching out for me. I truly appreciate it. With a curt nod, he exited the room and let the door fall shut behind him. It muted the bustle of voices and laughter that filtered in through the main room. Voices and laughter that vied for the attention of the man who had somehow managed to steal all of mine. All of my focus. All of my sanity. Honestly, I was grateful to step away so I could get a breath. Grateful to have the time to process what I'd just experienced. Watching the movie at Paxton's side had been a jarring, stark reminder of who this man was. A reminder of his talent and fame. A reminder of the demands of his life and the brilliance he brought to the screen. I was still having a hard time processing that I was here at the premiere in London, at his side. By tomorrow morning, I would be plastered all over the tabloids again, this time by choice. I kept scrambling around inside myself, searching for reservations. I kept waiting for reason and logic to finally set in and remind me of who I was and who I'd always wanted to be. I was a kindergarten teacher, a girl who'd always wanted a modest and simple life. A roar of laughter echoed from the walls. And this? This didn't even come close to a semblance of simple. God, I couldn't even bring myself to call it normal. It was a fantasy, impossible, and here it was, right in front of me. Moving toward the sidebar to pour a drink, I dropped my head and fought an affected smile when I was struck with the realization. This was exactly where I wanted to be. Here. With him. Despite the cameras and intrusion. Regardless of the gossip and the speculation. I didn't care. I reached for the bottle of champagne that was chilling in a silver bucket on the table. Then stilled when I felt the air rustle from behind. A cold, unwelcome chill. It slithered across my skin like an omen. I allowed myself to close my eyes for 1 second before I gathered all the courage and resolve I had and slowly turned around to face the fierce presence that had appeared at the door. Kendall? It was barely a whisper. She smiled a vicious, red-lipped smile, her bob brushing her thin, bare shoulders, the woman a knockout in her cobalt-blue strapless dress. If I didn't know better, I would have guessed her to have been one of the stars on the screen. I do hope you enjoyed the show. Her voice was all feigned interest and concern. Although, I suppose you already slithered your way in to see it once. It doesn't have quite the same impact the second time around, does it? I stood my ground, refusing to let this woman belittle me just by her condescending tone. Actually, I think I appreciated it more the second time around, anticipating what was next, knowing it would steal my breath and then being floored by it all over again. She laughed. Kudos to you, Kaylee. You do always seem to know the right thing to say. She wandered deeper into the room. Though that doesn't change the situation, does it? Unease fluttered through my senses. The last thing I wanted was another confrontation with this woman. I respected her simply for the fact Paxton employed her, and he trusted her to look out for his best interest. But she needed to understand I was there because of Paxton, because he wanted me there and I wanted to be there with him, because I cared about him and he cared about me. My chin lifted a fraction. I don't know what situation you're talking about. She scoffed. There's no need to play coy, Kaylee. You've known what this was right from the very start. You served your purpose and Paxton served his. My head shook, and I took a step back as she came closer. What are you talking about? Her voice dropped into something wicked. You think you're really different, don't you? Did you actually come here thinking you were going to make the Paxton Miles fall for you? Did you really think you were going to manage to sink your claws into him so deeply they would actually stick? She edged in closer, so close to my face I could almost taste the venom when a condescending tisk jetted from between her lips. You don't mean anything. You aren't any different than any of the thousands of other girls he's taken to his bed. He used you, fucked you, took you, and you let him. But don't worry. He's more than willing to compensate you for your time and effort. Dread pushed at my chest, heavy and dense. I took another floundering step backward, desperate to put space between us. You're wrong. Paxton, he cares about me. I needed to get out of there. I kept moving back, needing air so I could think. She took another step toward me. When she did, my back hit the wall. She pulled an envelope from her black velvet clutch. Paxton wanted me to make sure you had this. Tears pricked at my eyes. You're lying. She tore the small slip of paper free from the envelope. A check. A check for $100,000. Nausea spun, and I choked back a sob. No. Pax, he wouldn't... The refusal stammered from my tongue. Images flashed. Ones of us earlier in the hotel room. The shower. More slammed me. Picture after picture of the gorgeous women who'd been on his arm, gone the next day. No. It was a whimper. Her head angled to the side. Then why do you think you're in here and Paxton is out there? Why do you think he removed you from his side and left you in this room all by yourself? He's had his fun and now he's bored with you, Kaylee. Now is time for you to go home. I fought it. God, I fought it. But a single tear slipped free. I gritted my teeth against it just as hard as I tightened my hands into fists. No, she lifted the check. He signed it, Kaylee. This is his goodbye. Now, we have a driver waiting for you out back to take you to pick up your things at the hotel. You need to be at the airport in 90 minutes to catch your flight. Anger burned. So hot, so unlike me. But it was there, this ripping ache that felt too much like heartbreak. She shoved the check at my chest. I tore it out of her hand. She stepped back, her grin nothing but a cruel, I told you so. I gripped it in a ball. You think I want this? Isn't that what everyone wants? Money? Fame? The chance to step out of their pathetic little lives for a second? To glean a taste of what it might feel like to live on the other side? You got your 15 seconds, Kaylee. It's over. And I promise you, if I ever see you anywhere near Paxton Miles again, I will personally see to it that you regret it for the rest of your life. There was nothing I could do to stop them. Tears flooded free, hot streaks that undoubtedly left rivers of black down my face, marks of shame and heartbreak and anger. My laughter was grim and hurt when I looked at her, the check like a white flag of surrender waved between us. But I wasn't going down without this bitch knowing exactly where I stood. I tore it into 100 tiny pieces and tossed them into the air. For the first time, it was shock that widened her eyes. Maybe Paxton chose to use me, but when I told you I didn't want anything from him other than to be with him, I meant it. Maybe I saw something in him I shouldn't have seen. Maybe I am naive and simple and gullible. Maybe my one wild night had truly turned into a nightmare. Maybe it would cause me the greatest pain I'd ever experienced after all. I swallowed around the grief that threatened to spill out. I looked to where the pieces of the check were scattered around our feet on the plush carpeted floor. But I will never be this person. I started for the door before I turned and looked at her from over my shoulder. And I am not for sale. Then I turned and fled.
18. Paxton. Jackson McPherson would have talked for another hour if I let him. I feigned interest, but honestly didn't give a shit what he had to say. My thoughts were only on Kaylee and getting her back to our suite. Fortunately, Kenneth stepped in and pulled me away when Jackson showed no reasonable attempts at letting up. It's been an hour since I saw Kaylee, and my heart beats wildly against my chest as I slink down the dark hallway toward the green room. Never has a woman completely consumed my thoughts like Kaylee has. Never have I wanted to disappear from Hollywood and hole up in a cabin in the middle of nowhere with a woman I met mere days ago. Until Kaylee. My eyes scan the green room, searching for her in the sea of bodies that stand sipping on drinks and having artificial conversations about absolutely nothing of importance. Kendall stands against the far wall, a tall champagne glass propped in her hand, as she laughs at something the man she's speaking with has said, her head bouncing with short bouts of laughter until she sees me. She stands up straighter, raising her chin when she sees me approach. My eyes still scanning the room for Kaylee. "Where's Kay?" I ask, not giving a fuck about interrupting her conversation.
"Don't be rude,"
she scolds me, cocking an eyebrow and pursing her lips.
"Paxton, this is Ransom Jay."
I've heard the name before, some new fucking Hollywood guy that everyone seems to be getting their shit in a twist over. Honestly, he looks like a boy band dropout. Nothing that really sets him apart from every other 20-something Hollywood actor. "What's up?" I ask, looking over his shoulder for Kaylee, only to see the crowd in the room thinning as everyone begins to head out to one of the many after-parties that follow these screenings, just like the one where I met Kaylee. Where is she? I turn around, pinching my bottom lip between my fingers as I try to figure out where she could be. My feet shuffle across the carpet to Kenneth, who stands crouched down, picking up little pieces of paper off the floor with his right hand, with a cell phone still pressed to his ear with his left. He freezes as my feet stop just inches from his fingers. "I have to go," I hear him say with his thick British accent as he shoves his phone down into one of his suit jacket pockets. "What are you doing?" I ask him as he stands straight up, his eyes meeting mine. His face is void of any expression as he swallows hard, his Adam's apple bouncing nervously in his throat. It's as if he's looking through me, and I turn around to see what he's looking at. Or rather, who? Kendall stands tall, her shoulders square with her head shaking from side to side in a silent warning to Kenneth. He inhales and narrows his eyes at Kendall, a war of unspoken words raging between the two of them. "I think you'll want this," he says, quietly dropping the pieces of paper into my hand.
"I'm going to see if I can find Kaylee."
He shoots a pointed look over my shoulder directly at Kendall as I decipher what in the hell is happening. I look at the palm of my hand with shreds of paper, and I can tell I'm holding a check, but what it's for is beyond me. As I inspect the pieces more closely, I can see the letters K. handwritten in Kendall's distinct handwriting. I turn around to see Kendall standing tall in defiance, her chin raised as I slowly begin to piece everything together. "Where's Kaylee?" I ask again through gritted teeth. Kendall's obstinance is starting to wear on my nerves as anger begins to set in. I'm done fucking around with Kendall and her petty bullshit. She waves her free hand, dismissing my concern.
"She's headed back to the States where she belongs. This charade needed to end, so I ended it."
Her lips twist into a fake smile before she finishes off the rest of her champagne, smacking her lips when she finishes. With one long stride, I reach out and grab Kendall's arm, never having touched a woman in such an aggressive manner before. The delicate champagne glass falls from her hand into the floor, shattering into a million little pieces at our feet.
"Pax,"
she says with a hush as I yank her toward me. "Where the fuck is she?" I bark at her, causing her eyes to widen in fear. I've let Kendall run the show for too fucking long. She's my publicist, not my handler.
probably on her way to the airport right about now. She glances at the large clock on the wall in the green room. Her flight is scheduled to leave in an hour.
An hour? 60 minutes? There is no way I'll make it to Heathrow in 60 minutes at this time of day. I squeeze Kendall's arm and she gasps. You're fired, I tell her, anger seething with every word. You have crossed the line, Kendall. For years I have been patient with you, allowing you to make decisions that weren't yours to make. I trusted you, as my publicist, to have my back. But this? You know how I feel about Kaylee. I told you what I had with Kaylee was different, and you were so threatened by that that you just had to try and destroy the one thing that has made me genuinely happy. Well, fuck you, Kendall. Fuck you. I spit the words in her face. Her eyes wide at my outburst. I release her arm and take a step backward as I try to figure out how in the hell I can get to Kaylee. Kenneth! I shout, and he appears at my side almost instantly. I'm already on it, he cuts in. I'm making calls to every airline. I don't know that they'll stop her from boarding, but I'll do my best. He offers me a sympathetic look. I've already requested Ronald bring the car around. He'll meet out the back entrance. I nod in appreciation. Thank God for Kenneth. This way. He points to a door that will take us out the back way. The alley smells of piss and garbage, but Ronald is waiting with the door open when we exit the back of the theater. He hurries us inside the car, while Kenneth continues to call every airline with flights to the United States. Meanwhile, I'm blowing up Kaylee's phone with texts and phone calls, only each one is met with a return message that I've been blocked. Fuck! I scream and toss my phone across the limo to the seat next to Kenneth. He eyes me carefully as he continues to speak in a professional tone.
I'm looking for a passenger, Kaylee Burton. She's left something here in London that we're trying to get to her before she leaves.
He speaks calmly and professionally.
Yes, I understand. You can't tell me if she's on your flight.
I can hear his voice growing more agitated with each call, and my anxiety continues to spiral out of control.
Then tell me what flights you have leaving Heathrow to anywhere in the U.S. tonight,
he asks, his pen anxiously tapping his small leather-bound notebook on his lap.
14:52 to LaGuardia, what time?
Nope, what else? He chances a quick glance at me as I grow more agitated by every passing second. My hands are balled into fists at my side, and I take long breaths as I try to calm myself.
Flight 800 to Los Angeles at 11 o'clock.
His voice hitches, and he looks at the watch on his wrist before scribbling down the information.
Thank you.
He sets his phone down on the notebook.
No one will tell us what flight she's on. I've checked with every airline. And America is the only one with a flight tonight that leaves in about 40 minutes. That has to be the one she's on.
I nod and swallow hard.
Good work, Kenneth. I'm barely able to muster through my anger-ridden anxiety.
Ronald weaves in and out of traffic, but with every stoplight we hit, my hope grows weaker at catching Kaylee before she leaves. Kenneth taps out messages and makes hushed calls as I stare out the window as rain begins to fall. I count the beads of water that fall against the tinted window, losing count somewhere in the 300s. My anger has turned to sadness, and my hope quickly dissolves as we enter the departures area of Heathrow Airport. How Ronald weaves his beast of a car in and out of traffic is beyond me, but he manages to get me right up to the American departures curb. I jump from the car, and Kenneth is hot on my heels. He hands me my phone and tells me a boarding pass is waiting for me in my email. I jog through the airport and I begin to see flashing lights and shrills of excitement as I approach a security checkpoint. I tap my phone, pulling up my email, and I see Kenneth pleading with an official-looking man. It's rare that I fly commercial flights, and I'm usually ushered from one private lounge to the next as I board private planes owned by production studios and other Hollywood elite. This trip was one of the rare cases. I feign a happy smile as people try to take my picture and shout my name from their spots in the security line. When security staff assesses the commotion I'm causing, they make an exception and take me through a side entrance for a quick and private screening. I owe Kenneth a raise, a big one if I can make it to Kaylee in time. He nods at me from the other side of security and motions for me to call him with an update.
My heart races as the flight door should be closing in approximately 2 minutes, and I have to make it across the terminal to her gate. I jump on a motorized cart and offer the driver more money than he probably makes in a month to get me across the airport to her gate. We weave through crowds of travelers, the cart swaying from each sharp turn. My heart beats rapidly as the shrill horn beeps in warning of our approach. The cart comes to a sudden halt at the furthest gate, and the driver points excitedly at the door that's already been closed. I leap from the cart and nearly knock over casual travelers standing in the gate area. I slap my hand on the desk, and the gate agent quickly looks up from her computer.
"How may I help you, sir?"
she asks with her thick British accent. "I need to get on that flight. I have a seat." I shove my phone in her face with the boarding pass loaded. She shakes her head without even looking at my phone.
"The plane is already pulled from the gate."
She points over her shoulder with her thumb. There, I see the large white plane backing away from the gate with the lights flashing on the wings. "God damn it!" I scream and slap my hand on the counter in frustration.
"Sir!"
she scolds me. "I'm sorry," I whisper. "I really needed to get on that flight." My voice breaks. "I really needed to get to someone on that flight." I rake my hands over my face and up through my hair as I concede to the flight gods that it's not going to happen. She smiles sympathetically at me.
"Customer service can rebook your flight for you. We have another flight leaving early tomorrow morning."
She shuts down her computer and grabs her belongings from under the desk before sauntering away. I walk, my head hanging in defeat, to the large windows that overlook the gate and runways. The American Airlines flight carrying Kaylee taxis farther away until it turns down a runway, and I lose sight of it completely. My heart breaks into a million pieces as that metal tube carries everything I never knew I wanted. Without a doubt in my mind, I have fallen head over heels in love with Kaylee. "I love you, Kaylee, and I will make this right," I whisper to myself. Only I'm not sure if it's too late for us or not.
19. Kaylee. "What do you mean it didn't go through?" I screeched, way too high and loud, as my fingers curled into the counter. But I couldn't help it, not with the way a fresh round of panic surged through my body. It was like pouring kerosene on the fiery heartbreak that burned inside of me. Dread and alarm and the threat of hysteria. Right there, in the middle of Heathrow Airport. Just awesome. I'd already missed the flight. Paxton had been so kind to book me. Not that I would have taken it anyway. Not while I had a scrap of pride left in me. Not a chance. At least the paparazzi didn't give a crap about me anymore, now that Pax had tossed me aside like a used-up piece of garbage. A rumble of annoyance rippled through the long line of people waiting to check in behind me. They were just going to have to wait, because I wasn't moving from this spot until I figured out a way to get out of here. I needed to go home, where it was safe, and I could leave all of this insanity behind me. Where I could pick up the pieces and lick my wounds, try to heal from a blow that I should have seen coming from a million miles away. Only I hadn't, and it hurt all the worse. The ticket agent cocked her head in her own annoyance, looking at me as if I were daft. "It means your credit card was not approved for the transaction. In other words, declined." "Are you sure? Try it again." A huff from her nose. "I've already run it 5 times. I'm sure the 6th will not change the balance on your account." "Please," I pleaded. With a shake of her head, she ran it again. The saccharine smile she plastered on her face telling me nothing but, "I told you so," as she slipped my card back to me. "I'm sorry, but unless you have another means of payment, there's nothing I can do to help you." I rubbed my temples, fighting another round of tears. How could this be happening? A rush of anger spiraled through my senses. Oh, there was a clear answer for that. Bottom line, Paxton Miles was a jerk. A horrible, terrible, lying, manipulative jerk who'd taken advantage of me. And I'd let him. Like a fool, I'd let him, and now here I was, stranded in a foreign country without a dime to my name. Just great. Those tears in my eyes burned hot, and I slumped down as resignation came sliding in. Overwhelming. Overbearing. I choked, nodded in acceptance. Thank you for your help. Really, the only help she'd aided in was driving the knife a little deeper into my bleeding heart, reminding me the cost of being a hashtag Paxton Miles slut. Kendall's words rang through my mind like a tease. Did I really think I was any different? Did I really think he cared about me? Did I really think I was anything more to him than another conquest? Easy entertainment until something better came his way. My heart squeezed. Squeezed so tightly I felt the physical pain of it. Because I had. I'd thought he was so much different than the tabloids made him out to be. My hands were shaking when I slung the strap of my carry-on bag over my shoulder and grabbed the handle of my suitcase. I dragged it behind me, my footsteps weak as I stumbled away from the counter. I looked around, and a choked cry scraped from my raw throat when it finally came crashing down. I had no place to go, no money, and I was going to have to suck it up and call Elle to bail me out. It was all weighted and compounded by this stupid broken heart. My free card had cost me everything. Away from the crowds, I sank down onto a row of seats and dropped my face into my hands. I tried to hide it, to keep it quiet, but another sob tore free, this time loud and ripping, full of the pain that roared inside of me. It hurt. God, it hurt, and I hated that it did. But I'd fallen for a fairy tale when I knew they weren't real. With my face buried in my hands, I sobbed. These big, heaving sobs. Scrubbing my hands over my face, I sniffled and tried to compose myself. It was time I pulled up my big girl panties and figured out a way to get home. I lifted my head and my shoulders. I blinked through the tears. Great. Now I was hallucinating. I'd lost my job and my heart, and now I was going to lose my mind because my breath hitched when I saw a man riding down the escalator wearing the same tux, minus the jacket, I swore Paxton had worn to the premiere. His head dropped between his shoulders while he anxiously roughed his fingers through his brown hair. Every part of me stirred in recognition. Stop it, I silently scolded myself, hoping it wasn't actually uttered aloud like the crazy person I was becoming. Because, let's be real, the last thing I needed was to start talking to myself. Then the man's head snapped up. Brown eyes. Chiseled face. The man who owned hearts around the world. Most notably mine. Shock flashed across his face before it shifted into the most striking sort of relief. It was all mixed with remorse and 100 apologies. My heart thudded in my chest. It was him. It was really him. And I didn't know if I wanted to drop to my knees in my own relief or rush across the floor and pound my fists into his chest. Or maybe kiss him and beg him to never let me go. Because the hurt and shame he'd caused me still tumbled through me like jagged, sharp rocks that scraped my insides while hope blossomed bright. He was there. He stepped off the escalator and then stopped, staring at me from across the space. Unable to stop myself, I pushed to my feet, the breaths jutting from my lungs. Hurt and hope and this love I shouldn't feel spun around me like a windstorm. They filled the air between us, and for the longest time, we just stood there, staring, as if we were both trying to catch up to the moment. Then his feet were moving, long strides eating up the floor before his big hands were on my face and his mouth was on mine and he was kissing me possessively and tenderly at the same time. I gasped out, my hands curling in the fabric of his shirt. Oh God, Kaylee, I thought I'd lost you. Fuck, I thought I'd lost you. Thank God. Thank God. The words were a rumble against my lips, and confusion spun through my mind. Why? The cry escaped up my throat. Why would you do this to me? Why did you change your mind? Why are you here? He pulled back, still holding my face in his hands. How could you think I would? After everything I told you, Kaylee, you really think I'd offer you a check as a parting gift? I stammered, searching the sincerity of his face. Kendall has always thought she knows what's best for me. She's been controlling my life for years, and I've let her. Because none of that shit really mattered to me, Kaylee. I let her make decisions for me because in the end, it didn't matter because I didn't care. Nothing mattered. Not until you. Oh. It left me on a shocked breath. He dropped his forehead to mine. She's gone, Kaylee. The second I found out what she did, I fired her because I won't let anything come between you and me. He pulled back, those eyes latching on mine. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I blinked up at him, my heart a stampede in my chest. You want me? I whispered. Fuck, do I want you? His brow pinched and he tightened his hold. I fucking love you, Kaylee. I fucking love the way I've never loved anyone, and I'm not going to let you go. Tell me you feel the same. Tell me all this bullshit is worth it. You're worth everything. The words were soggy, and my hands were shaking when I reached up and scratched my nails across his perfect jaw. Everything. I love you so much. So much it should be impossible, but that doesn't mean it's not true. Oh, thank God. Quickly, he wrapped me up in his arms, my arms pinned between us as if he wanted to grab onto every part of me, the man holding me so tight it almost hurt. Kind of the way I loved him. I could feel his smile at the top of my head. Good. Now that that's cleared up, I'm taking you back to the hotel so I can fuck you until you don't forget it. I pulled back and stared up at his face. I'm sorry. I never should have doubted you. Gazing down at me, he brushed back a piece of hair matted to my face. It's okay. I never should have left you alone when I knew Kendall wanted you out of the picture. I flinched. I never wanted to make things complicated for you. He grinned that smile that I'd always known would wreck me. Don't ever stop making things complicated for me, baby. That's just the way I like it. Let the rest of the world think what they like. As long as I've got you and you've got me, that's all we need. A soggy smile pulled across my mouth. Okay. Come on. He grabbed my bag and slung it over his shoulder, pulled me to his side and took the handle of my case and started us out toward the entrance. Kenneth was suddenly there, grabbing my things, sending me a secret smile. Kenneth loaded my bags into the car, and Pax crawled into the car, pulling me right onto his lap. Silence filled the car as Ronald drove us back to the hotel. Paxton's hand cinched down tight on my leg the whole way, my arms around his neck. He said nothing when we pulled to the curb, and Kenneth opened the door, Paxton shifting me around to slide out first before he helped me out. Paparazzi crowded behind a red rope on the sidewalk, flash after flash striking my eyes when we stepped out. Pax didn't hesitate. He pulled me into his arms and he kissed me. Kissed me for the world to see. A statement. A promise. Then, without a word, he pulled me into the hotel, tension binding in the air as we rode the elevator to our floor. He led us into the silence, and I turned to look at him as he snapped shut the door and locked it. He turned back to look at me. The shadowy darkness baited. The man so beautiful, he made me weak in the knees. He started to work the buttons of his shirt. Who do you trust, Kaylee? Shivers rolled. You, I stammered. He shucked free of his shirt. Good. Don't ever believe what the tabloids print or what someone else tells you. If you have an issue or questions, you come to me. Okay?
Okay, I promise.
Good. Now come here. I didn't get to unwrap you from that red dress I've been fantasizing about all night. The entire premiere, the only thing I could think about was peeling it from this body. What a waste, he teased, his voice dripping with seduction. Put it back on so we can pick up where we left off. I'd been about a half an hour from bringing you back here and ravaging you until the sun came up. A giggle slipped free, and I glanced at where the red dress still lied in a crumpled pile where I'd left it when I'd flown into the room 3 hours before, a heartbroken mess. I changed quickly and grabbed the few things I had brought with me before I was in a cab taking me to the airport. Who would have thought I'd end up back here? Sobering, I told him. When I came back to this room tonight, I didn't think I'd ever see you again. I watched the thick bob of his throat as he edged closer.
And when I found out you'd left, I knew I'd do whatever it took to find you. Find you and convince you that you belonged with me.
I think my heart knew it all along. My first instinct was to refuse what Kendall was telling me. He set his hand over my heart.
Guess this knows exactly where it belongs.
He let his fingertips flutter down my belly. I shook.
And I'm pretty sure this body knows it too.
Beneath his touch, a moan tremored free. All of me, Pax. I bit my lip and looked him in the eye. And you, you belong to me. It didn't matter if he was famous, adored by millions. He was mine. I flicked the button on his pants and freed the zipper. Pax chuckled.
Oh, seems someone has finally figured out what she wants. It's about damn time.
I peeked up at him as I pushed the pants from his hips. I've always known I've wanted you. I just always thought it was a fantasy. His big hands pushed up under my shirt, drawing it over my head. Cool air brushed across my heated skin.
I am a fantasy, baby. Yours, and you are always going to be mine.
I squealed when he suddenly picked me up and tossed me on the bed. Laughter jolted free, and I pushed up onto my elbows and watched as he twisted out of his underwear, a smirk riding his face as his cock jumped free. The man so magnificently bare. I swallowed hard. You are so beautiful. He dipped down and blazed a path of kisses across my belly, murmuring the whole time.
Not even close to being as beautiful as you.
He dragged down my leggings and underwear. He kissed the inside of my thigh.
Beautiful.
He pressed another at my pubic bone.
So fucking beautiful.
Crawling onto the bed, he edged up and pressed a kiss right over my heart.
Inside.
Then he was hovering over me, his face inches away. The man was so beautiful, he stole my breath.
And out.
He cupped the side of my face.
All of you, Kaylee. I love you.
I love you, I whispered back.
Good,
I gasped. It was a gasp of shock and pleasure because Pax took me. Took me in the way only he could. Filling me in a possessive thrust. My fingers sank into his shoulders.
Pax, feel good, sweet girl.
He uttered the same thing to me as he'd done the first time when I'd gone home with him. Somehow then, it had felt like a threat. Tonight, it felt like another promise that he'd spend his life keeping it. The best thing I've ever felt, I whispered where my face was pressed to his soft flesh at the crook between his neck and shoulder, feeling the erratic thrum of his pulse against my lips. His arm hooked around the top of my head. He drew me closer, our mouths a breath apart as he began to move. Deep, slow, possessive, mind-altering strokes that marked me, claimed me.
You are perfection, he murmured back. So tight and wet and hot. Made for me.
His mouth moved to my ear, the words whispering across the shell, sending a wave of chills sliding down my body.
Just like I was made for you.
And our bodies moved in the dim lights that bled from the ceiling. Shadows that became solid, bound, tied. Us. I stared up at him as he made love to me. For this first time, his touch tender. I sent him the softest smile. My own promise. Because my one wild night had become my forever.
Epilogue. Paxton.
You just had to adopt two of them, didn't you, Kaylee?
They're brothers. I couldn't separate them.
She bounces up and